The Sergeant Bluff Luton School District has failed to pass a bond for the fourth year in a row, though this year's bond was significantly smaller than past measures. Voters in the Sergeant Bluff Luton Community School District rejected a $33 million bond that would have covered building a new primary school and moving baseball and softball fields. This year's bond was about half of last year's and less than two previous bonds, so Superintendent Rod Erlewine says he was hopeful it would make it. But shortly before the bond issue, he got to talking with some voters at school events.
It became pretty clear that a lot of people that had voted yes for the previous bond issues were most likely either not going to vote or they were going to vote no because they didn't believe this was the right plan. It did not solve all of our issues and problems.
Erlewine says the school board will meet in October to talk about options for moving forward. He says the primary school building needs major renovations. And the city of Sioux Falls is reeling after a likely tornado struck last night, leaving behind a trail of damage and debris.
There's a level of destruction up here that we're not used to seeing.
That's news anchor Brian Allen, who works for KSFY Television in Sioux Falls, who says the twister touched down about a mile from his home.
Roofs have collapsed. Windows have been blown out. There's tree damage everywhere. Power poles are down. In some instances, power lines are down.
Allen is a former anchor at KCAU Television in Sioux City. The local fire chief says at least 37 buildings were destroyed or have structural damage, mainly on the south and southwestern parts of town. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.